Martha Stewart here. As a devoted pet parent and culinary expert, I ensure my cats and dogs are fed the finest nutrition. My premium pet food features air-dried protein inclusion, whole fruits and vegetables, and never any fillers. Martha Stewart pet food formulas make it so easy to satisfy the dietary needs and taste preferences of your pets. Now all six delicious formulas are 50% off. And there's convenient home delivery on Chewy.com. No more lugging heavy bags, and your pets will thrive on the optimal nutrition and great taste.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest mistake that I see is people who go do procedures and are disappointed. And the reason that they're disappointed is because they are going to somebody who didn't try to figure out what is the best thing for them.
The cosmetic dermatology industry is an enormous business across the world, and it's growing every year. New products and procedures emerge all the time to meet the growing demand. I know many people have questions about what procedures are safe and effective and what they should avoid. So I thought we could talk to Dr. Dan Belkin, a board-certified dermatologist who practices at New York Dermatology Group. Dan graduated Amherst College, magna cum laude. He received his medical degree from Weill Cornell Medical College, and he studied non-melanoma skin cancer at Rockefeller University. I've been seeing him for quite a few years, and I rely on his thoughtful expertise. Welcome to my podcast, Dr. Belkin.
Thank you so much for having me, Martha.
I actually call Dr. Belkin Dan, and he calls me Martha.
Yes.
And how long have I been coming to your office?
I think I met you about 5 years ago, maybe 6 years ago.
Introduced by my daughter, I think,
yes.
Originally.
Yes.
Alexis always finds the very, very best practitioners of their art.
Yes.
And I consider dermatology and skin care and facial care an art form.
For
and
sure.
You are a real artist, Dan.
Thank you so much.
It's really amazing what you can do to help people look better, feel better, and your advice is so good. And Dr. Belkin actually practices so many of the new techniques that you may not have heard about. So I thought we would talk about all the different kinds of things. Why don't we talk about what you do for me? Because everybody is so interested when they see a selfie of me posted on the internet. So many comments were about my facelift and who did it and when did I have it done and all this and how much retouching is on the photograph. And I just want to set the record straight. How do you describe what you do for me?
So, you know, I think you're an inspiration to a lot of my patients who see you. And many people wonder what you're doing and how you are looking so beautiful. And I think you're a real testament to the idea that taking care of your body, taking care of your skin, doing sort of minimally invasive treatments conservatively and regularly can keep you looking beautiful at, you know, any age, even
longer,
without...
Longer than you can imagine, really.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's so many articles day after day after day about what people can do to reverse... You're not going to reverse aging.
Right.
You're not going to get younger numerically.
Right.
But you can really prolong youthfulness, activity, energy by taking care of yourself in several different ways.
Right.
And I think going to a really good dermatologist can help you feel better. I remember when my mom at 85 years old went to a plastic surgeon, and she said, I want a facelift because I just want to look good. And he said, well, you're going to look good. You're not going to look younger, but you're going to look good. And she said, that's enough for me. I just want to look good.
I think that's a great attitude. You want to try to look the best you can at your age and not necessarily younger. I think for you, you do look a little bit younger than your age, which is a great collateral. But for most people, I think what they should aim for is to look the best for their age. Because I think when you try to start looking younger, you can start looking a little bit uncanny, where
yes,
you look, where people can't tell what age you are. And that's not so great either.
Right. Oh, yeah. I don't know about that.
Well, I think in your... Well,
I don't think a lot about age, but I don't want to look my age.
Yeah, well...
At all. And that's why I really work hard at it. I work hard at my exercise. I work hard at my diet, which is a very healthy, normal diet. I don't do fad diets, and I don't do any pills or anything like that.
Right.
But I just eat really well, and
right,
I watch what I eat. That's
right,
really, I think, a secret. And so, Dr. Belkin, describe what you do. Let's start with my face, first of all.
Sounds good. Let's see. So what I look at when I look at you or anyone is sort of what can we do with all of the tools that we have at our disposal? So we have Botox-like products that are neuromodulators that can soften some muscle. And on you, what I do with the Botox is I try to reduce downward pull on the face. So I do a little bit in the jawline and on the neck, so that we can reduce kind of the banding on the neck and reduce the downward pull on the face to keep those muscles a little weaker so the muscles of the cheek can pull up more.
Hold up, I see.
Now, we've tried a little Botox on your upper face, which has not gone that well.
Oh, I don't like that at all.
Right.
My eyebrows kind of go up in a V, and that looks so unnatural.
Yes.
And because I don't have lines in my forehead.
Right. So it's not really necessary for you. So, you know, I've tried to give you a little lift. It hasn't really worked that well on the upper face, but I think neuromodulators like Botox have worked really well for you on the lower face.
Oh, yeah. I have
face.
A nice neck for my age.
You do.
And a nice jawline. My jaw looks good.
Yeah.
It looks better after you than at any other time, really. It's for a long time I was worried about that because that was my mom's problem, a little jowly.
Right.
And after you, really, it has really, really helped the appearance of my face.
I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah, very good. And now you're doing something else in my cheeks.
I do. So the other thing that we use on you is filler. Now, filler is sort of controversial these days. I think there is a trend to dissolve filler, and a lot of celebrities are famously dissolving their filler. And I think the reason is because filler is done kind of on every corner, especially in New York at all these medi spas, and you don't know who's doing it and how well trained they are.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah. And so when we use, so filler can be really overdone when you look around. And
was that when you see a really plump lip?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Oh,
yes.
That's the filler you're talking about.
Or really big cheeks.
Yeah. See, I don't go for that
no.
at all.
No. And so on you, when we do filler, we do it very conservatively. We don't do it that often. And for you, I elect to use fillers that are what we call biostimulatory fillers. So I would say this is another trend, moving a little bit away from hyaluronic acid fillers, like regular fillers.
But that kind of erase a line
yes.
or a crease?
Right.
Okay, that's hyaluronic.
That's hyaluronic acids, which is your body's natural moisturizer in your skin and your joints. And it's still a great tool. And we can use it to kind of hydrate the lips or soften some lines. But I think it's been overused. And I think a lot of people respond to that. And many people come into the office and say, please don't overfill me. Please don't make me look like the Real Housewives of New Jersey. You know, and so.
Sorry, Real Housewives.
Sorry, yeah, I shouldn't denigrate anybody. But on you, I try to steer more toward what we call biostimulatory fillers. And there are two that are on the market. One of them is called Sculptra. And one of them is called Radiesse. They're both biocompatible, biodegradable, but they're not made of hyaluronic acid. They're made of lactic acid and calcium, respectively.
Oh.
and they've been shown to stimulate collagen and elastic fibers.
Oh, because you'd put some in my cheeks.
And a little on the jaw, the back of the jaw.
Yeah. So you're giving me more plumpness in my cheeks where you tend to get hollower as you get
exactly.
older.
Exactly. And it doesn't only create volume, but it doesn't create volume just by putting it in.
Natural growth, you told me.
Exactly. It creates volume by stimulating your own skin cells.
Oh, so say those names again. Sculptra.
Sculptra, which is lactic acid-based, and Radiesse, which is calcium-based. And those create volume by stimulating your own collagen, almost like a fertilizer in the skin. So it doesn't only give you volume, but it can help with skin texture too,
yeah.
and a little elasticity. So that when we do it on the jaw, you have not only improvement in terms of volume, but also a little improvement in terms of skin quality.
Right. And what else?
And other things that we do for you are laser. So laser is a very wide category.
And Dr. Belkin, by the way, everyone, is an expert with all the latest and best lasers. That's one of your specialties also.
It is.
Yeah, and I'm really pleased with the results of any laser treatment that you've given me.
Thank you.
You know, because here in that V of your décolleté,
right.
That's sun damage, that's a brown spot here or there. Those lasers are really effective, and they
yes.
really work. They're a little painful.
Yes.
And ask your dermatologist to make sure that they give you all that nice cream that
yes.
that sort of deadens the effects of pain. Yeah, the sensations. But it really works because this part of me, my décolleté and my across my chest, looks so good now.
Right.
And that is a combination of your work and also Pilates.
Yes.
I have been finding that it's getting nice and bony and looking good and
right.
flat and nice. So.
Well, you do a great job of taking care of yourself sort of from the inside out, which makes my job much easier. And you're also good with sun protection, which makes
yeah.
my job much easier. But lasers can be used to target pigmentation, target redness, and target sun damage and sort of resurface the
right.
skin. And so that's what we do for you. Those are the main three
yeah.
things.
So it's not so complicated.
No.
And it's not cutting me and sewing me up. It is really preventative and very encouraging because it really does make me look better.
The other thing that I like about this stuff is that in a way, many of these things are actually good for the health of the skin. Laser resurfacing, non-ablative resurfacing, like a Fraxel, for example, that's been shown to reduce precancerous cells. So
well,
it actually
good.
Can prevent skin cancer.
Yeah,
so
I've had Fraxel too on my chest.
Yes.
And that really does result in a very nice, smooth skin.
Yeah.
What's the age group of your patients?
My patients are from their 20s to their 90s.
Yeah.
Especially after it came out that you were one of my patients, I get a lot of women in their 60s, 70s, 80s wanting to look like you.
How are they doing?
They're doing good. We're
oh,
working
good.
On it.
Well, my friend Charlotte went to you recently,
yes.
and Charlotte's a little older than I am. I'm 82, and Charlotte looks amazing. She is so happy that
good.
She found you through
good.
Me, but she's so happy because she's a pretty woman, and she just needs a little attention.
Yeah, I
yeah.
think sometimes little things go a long way, and I think people sometimes, you know, when I see on your Instagram some of the trolls that you get, one of them is, you know, tell us who your plastic surgeon is. And
right.
I end up telling a lot of people there wasn't a plastic surgeon.
Yeah.
It's just minimally invasive things for a long time in a really thoughtful,
right.
excellent and, way.
Right.
And the other thing is, well, of course, Martha can do it because you need millions of dollars. And that's not really true. You just have to choose what's the most impactful treatment. So, you know, I think the problem with a lot of these, what's out there and these medi spas and even all of the articles about kind of the next best thing, people will go in somewhere and say, I want Morpheus. Morpheus is radio frequency microneedling and everyone's talking about Morpheus and it's just a tool. So if you want Morpheus because you have brown spots, and so you think Morpheus is going to rejuvenate you, you're wrong. So you spend all this money, you go through all this pain, and your brown spots are still
and
there.
And they will not be told that that's the wrong treatment?
They usually are not.
Oh.
I mean, if you have a good doctor who's thoughtful and is not trying to sell you something, then they will.
Because somebody will ask, they'll see a friend who's had Morpheus, and then they'll say, oh, I need that too. And they don't really need it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not like that at all. I never come in asking for anything extraordinary that somebody else had. Because actually, I don't really ask people so much, what do you do? And then I might say, oh, what are you wearing? It looks really great. But I don't really ask them so much about their
honestly, you're a pretty easy patient. Maybe surprisingly to some people, because I think you recognize expertise and you defer to it.
And not only expertise, artistry. I call what you do artistry.
Yes.
Because you have to be an expert, but if you can't look at me and see that one little thing is more crooked on one side than the other side, then I don't want to work with you. I want you to have the same. I have a very strict artistic eye.
Right.
And I can see defects. And I want my doctor to see the defects also. And you do. You're one of those guys that can really see a defect and fix it.
Thank you.
And that's so important, listeners, to pay attention to, because you can go to a doctor who might make you look like everybody else that he sees. And you don't want that. There's no one note in skincare and in dermatology. It's just not a one note thing.
Right.
Everybody's face is so different,
structured
differently. And you might all have the same bones, but you certainly have a different conformation of those bones.
Definitely. And everyone has different things that make them beautiful. And so you don't want to.
But when you say, this laser is going to hurt, have you tried it on yourself or has somebody done it on you before you do it on other people? Do you always test things?
Not always.
Not always.
But I have tried a lot of things and I'm not a good patient. And I understand that these things hurt and I'm not good at tolerating it.
But you know how it hurts.
I do.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yes.
That's good because I think some doctors don't know that. And it's like, oh my gosh, you get shocked to death.
I do.
But it's very interesting.
Even
very
Botox gives me tears in my eyes, which is really not that painful.
Well, Dr. Belkin is a young doctor, a handsome young doctor who I don't think you need too much stuff done to your face.
Yeah, but I've got, you know what? I'm going in your direction where I've, you know, since I was in residency when I was in my late 20s, I do little things here and there to sort of stay fresh and hopefully never need anything more aggressive.
Right. Oh, that's good. Well, you look great.
Martha Stewart here. As a devoted pet parent and culinary expert, I ensure my cats and dogs are fed the finest nutrition. My premium pet food features air-dried protein inclusion, whole fruits and vegetables, and never any fillers. Martha Stewart pet food formulas make it so easy to satisfy the dietary needs and taste preferences of your pets. Now all six delicious formulas are 50% off. And there's convenient home delivery on Chewy.com. No more lugging heavy bags, and your pets will thrive on the optimal nutrition and great taste.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So let's debunk some treatments that people are talking about all the time. What are the benefits? Which ones are worth it? And which should be skipped? Botox.
Botox is a great treatment, of course. The reason is because what happens is with time, your skin loses some collagen and elasticity. So it loses some of the proteins that give it firmness, but your muscle strength stays the same. So when you're young, you make expression and your skin bounces back. And as you get older, your skin doesn't bounce back the same way. And so what Botox does is it balances the muscle strength to the elasticity of the skin so that you should have expression, but we're reducing it a little bit to sort of match up with the elasticity of the skin. And I find that people who have done Botox somewhat regularly for a long time look incredible in their older years because they've prevented a lot of these lines and crinkles from forming. And you're one of those people. You've done it for a while. And now, even if you don't do it for a year, you're still relatively smooth because your skin has stayed, you've kept it nice and smooth.
Fillers.
So fillers, it's a great tool. Like anything, it's just a tool. So you have to know what you're trying to treat and you have to use it to treat that. Fillers are great. I think a lot of people are scared of them and I understand why. Hyaluronic acid fillers actually have been shown to give you some collagen stimulation. Mm. So when they're used conservatively and well and smartly, they can be really helpful for long-term skin aging. But when they're overused, and we've all seen examples of that, and I won't name anybody, but when they're overused, you can look very odd.
Yeah. Lasers?
Lasers are fantastic. They're powerful. Again, you have to think about what you're trying to treat. So if you want to treat sunspots, you have to use a certain type of pigment laser. If you want to treat melasma, even though it's pigmented and brown, you wouldn't use the same type of pigment laser. You have
scars.
Scars. You can treat scars. You have to and similar to, you know, even with scars, what are you trying to treat? Are you trying to treat texture, redness, browning? So lasers are great, but they're just tools and one size really never fits all.
So how many different kinds of lasers do you have in your office? What do you say?
I probably have about like 20 or 15 to 20 kinds of devices maybe. And some of them are not, we don't even use anymore because we have something better.
And by the way, Dr. Belkin and his partners have an amazingly modern office with the latest equipment and impeccably clean and bright. I love your lighting.
Yeah.
Because it's so bright and you can see everything,
right?
Which is so important,
right?
But I really think you have a great, great office for treatment of skin.
Yeah.
What about skin tightening? Now, have I ever had skin tightening?
We've done.
So I don't even know what I've had.
We've done a little bit of skin tightening on you. We've done a little ultrasound tightening. I think a long time ago we did a little Softwave, which is an ultrasound-based tightening device, and I think we've done a little bit of Ulthera, which is a...
Oh, we did do Ulthera.
I think we did.
That.
Yes, yeah. We did. So that's a great ultrasound-based skin tightening that I think works. Again, it has to be done by the right person. It has to be done thoroughly, but I really like Ulthera. Then there's radio frequency-based skin tightening that can be really helpful too. Morpheus or radio frequency microneedling is a very popular treatment right now, and that's for skin tightening. But I think...
Well, like what? On my face, why would I ever do that?
We haven't done that on
no.
you because it doesn't give you any lift. It just plumps up. It stimulates collagen in the dermis, so it kind of plumps up the skin. So it can be good for sort of a crepey texture, but it's not going to give you lift, which I think is what most people are looking for. Mm-hmm. And so it still has a purpose, and I still use it on some people, but not that often. Not as often as you would think, you know, hearing about it in the media.
Right. So what schedule do you recommend to your patients for these treatments? Is it, do you see someone once every 3 months, once every 6 months? What's a normal regimen of treatment?
I think it always depends on what somebody needs. I think for you, we've been doing about 6 months, probably, maybe. Yeah.
I don't even count. I just look in the mirror and I can tell if I need a touch-up here or there.
Yes.
And what are peels too? I forgot to mention peels in that list. What are peels?
Peels are a more old-fashioned modality, and there are some dermatologists that are really, really artful with peels. But it's a very specialized sort of thing that
need downtime after a peel, don't you?
You do. And it depends on how strong the peel is. There are very light peels where there's minimal downtime, and there are really, really deep peels where your whole face is burned off.
Yeah.
And there are dermatologists that really focus on peels. As a laser fellowship trained person, I tend to prefer lasers. I think they're more targeted. I think, you know, if you have redness, we can target that. If you have brown, we can target that. I find peels a little harder in my hands, but
I find them harsh. I mean, I did a little surface peel once, and I hated it so much.
Yeah.
But my skin doesn't require it, I don't think.
I don't think so either.
I have very smooth skin and not.
It's a little bit more broad strokes. Yeah. It's not as targeted.
Yeah. But be careful, everybody, with peels, because you can do damage with peels.
Yeah.
You can do damage with all of these things if you're in the wrong hands.
Exactly.
So for a while, people talked about baby Botox. What's the theory behind starting Botox at a young age? And when is the right time to start?
Yes, there was a time when baby Botox was a very popular concept, maybe a couple of years ago. I usually tell people that when they're starting to see lines that are at rest, that's a great time to consider starting to get Botox.
Like what kind of lines?
So like on your forehead,
You
have some lines with movement. But if you are not making any movement and your face is relaxed and you're starting to see little fine lines there, that's a nice time to start.
You know, quite a few years ago, I noticed two lines between my eyebrows.
Yes.
Vertical lines. And some doctors said, just put scotch tape on your face every single night between your eyes and you will not have those lines. And I did. I did it religiously. Just put a piece of scotch tape here. And I don't have those lines anymore.
You know,
it's a habit because you're squinting.
Right.
Or if your eyesight is bad and you start to squint, you start to get those lines around your eyes.
Exactly. And that's what I mean, those etched lines where even when you're not squinting, you still have those 11 lines. There are silicone patches that you can buy and put them on at night to keep the skin smooth so that you're not, you know, you're not making those movements at night.
Does that work?
It does.
Oh, that's good. That's good. So when do you recommend someone get a facelift, which is an operation, that, versus treatments like fillers or Botox? How do you know when a person needs a facelift?
Well, like with anything, all of this sort of elective stuff, nobody really needs anything. So it really just depends on what somebody's expectations and goals are. Facelifts can be done so beautifully these days where they're so natural, they're hard to detect, and it's a great treatment, but it just depends on what somebody wants. There are people who just feel very strongly that they never want to have a surgery, they don't want to go under, and then there are other people who are completely fine doing that.
They can't wait to have one.
And then there are some people who want, for example, the neck. If you told me, I don't want any laxity on my neck, I want all of these bands gone.
Right.
I would say, well, that's going to be a surgical issue then. Then you would need to have a neck lift, a surgical neck lift. But if you say, I'm okay with getting them reduced, I'm okay with having them be a little bit retracted and not as prominent, then I would say, okay, we can do that.
Yeah, with Botox or
whatever.
What does neck surgery require? Where do you cut and how do you?
Neck surgery would be, usually they would combine it with the lower face and they would make incisions around the ear. And so I'm sure everybody has seen, you know, scarring around the ear, which can be, you know, noticeable. But you get scarring around your ear and then they go under and they tighten up not only the skin, but also the fascia of the face. So the layer of the face that's muscle and connective tissue.
Oh, that gets moved too?
That gets moved too, because it's not just skin that's becoming lax with age. It's also the underlying tissues of the face.
You set me onto something that I love so much, and I will not leave the house without it in the morning. You recommended that I use tinted elastin.
Yes.
Now, what is elastin, really? It comes in a tube. It's mine is tinted, and you can get it also like a smooth, clear ointment or cream.
Elastin is a company that a lot of dermatologists really like because they have clinical trials that show whatever they want to show. And a lot of these kind of anti-aging skincare products, there's no evidence behind them. It's really just a marketing ploy. And so when I recommend something, I look for things that have some evidence that show that, okay, if it's anti-aging, is it stimulating collagen? Is it stimulating elastic fibers? And so that's why I like Elastin. They have trials that show that with skin biopsies. There's something that I've recommended for you, which is the Nectar, which is that sort of clear one.
Oh, yeah, that's so good too.
It's great. And then the sunscreen is just a sunscreen, but a tinted sunscreen has more coverage. So it has more UVA coverage. And UVA is the type of UV that causes aging, signs of aging. And so to have a tint means that you're blocking more of the UVA. And typically you get better coverage with that. I'm wearing that also.
Yeah, you do every day? Yeah, I put the Elastin, the tinted moisturizer on every single morning. I add to it a little serum.
Mm-hmm.
And I thin it out a little tiny bit, and I just put it all over my face, all over my chest, all over my lower arms and my hands. And it works. It really works.
Yeah.
And it looks like you have some makeup on.
Yeah, it does.
And even if you don't, you look really better with it.
You look a little bronzed.
Yeah.
And
it looks really great. What's the correct order in which to layer serums, moisturizers, and SPF? And how much does the skin really absorb these things?
The skin doesn't really absorb that much of them. So there are certain things that the skin does absorb. So retinol is a great ingredient to look for. It's a vitamin A. A retinol or a retinoid is a prescription version of it. And the skin does absorb retinol well. And there are certain products that we know is absorbed really well. There are other things that the skin probably doesn't absorb very well. So, there are certain peptides, for example. Peptides are protein chains. Many products will advertise that there are peptides. Well, peptide just means a protein chain. So if it's a large protein chain, it may not be getting to where you want it to go. It may be sitting on the surface of the skin. The skin has the stratum corneum, which is a barrier. It prevents absorption. So that's why I look for studies that show that you're actually getting an effect. Vitamin C is another ingredient that can be a great ingredient when the vitamin C is active, but it oxidizes very easily.
And quickly, right?
And quickly.
Yeah.
So many products, if it's really not from a super reputable brand, they may have vitamin C that oxidizes very quickly or is sort of inactive when you buy it. And, they're going to advertise that it has vitamin C in it, but it doesn't mean that you're actually getting that benefit.
So in your practice, have you found any kinds of creams or serums that really are superior to all others?
I think that the two brands that I think have very good evidence behind them in terms of anti-aging products are Elastin and the peptides that Elastin uses, and then Skin Medica, which uses growth factors. And those are typically the two that I will recommend for sort of an anti-aging regimen. Now, there's a lot of brands and products that I like because they feel good, because they moisturize well, but that's a little less hard to come by.
I have not tried Skin Medica, have I?
I don't know, but I'll get you some.
I need some.
Yeah.
I like to try everything.
Yeah.
And I am like a human experiment.
Yes.
And I really think it's important, but it's not just as important what you put into your body, your skin, as it is what you put on it.
Oh, definitely.
So I'm experimenting a lot with what I'm eating to see what makes a difference.
Are there any supplements that you like that you've used? That
not really. If I get a blood test, which I do twice a year, I think that's a very good thing to get. and have someone analyze your blood. Do you agree with that? Having your blood red, kind of like,
yeah,
like I was low in vitamin B12.
Oh, definitely.
So why would I be low in vitamin B12? I don't know, but I must not be eating the right thing. So I've changed my diet enough to add enough vegetables that have more vitamin B12. Also, I take vitamin B12 now as a supplement, and it went up like 300 points.
Great.
So for the next, in the next 4 months or so.
Right.
And iron, I'm low on iron. It turned out that the same time that my B12 was going up, the iron was going down.
Yeah.
Now, why? Why would iron go down? Anemia a little bit or being under the weather or being tired or whatever?
Well, definitely all these things, if you feel crappy, I mean, all of these things can cause you to feel not so great.
Right. So you have to take care of that stuff too.
Right.
And that has a big effect on your appearance.
Right.
And I also think that what we've gone through for the last 3 years, the pandemic and the COVIDs and now the RSVs and everything else that's coming around, I think that we have to be much more aware of and get a blood test every now and then and see if you're failing in any way.
Yeah.
Martha Stewart here. As a devoted pet parent and culinary expert, I ensure my cats and dogs are fed the finest nutrition. My premium pet food features air-dried protein inclusion, whole fruits and vegetables, and never any fillers. Martha Stewart pet food formulas make it so easy to satisfy the dietary needs and taste preferences of your pets. Now all 6 delicious formulas are 50% off. And there's convenient home delivery on Chewy.com. No more lugging heavy bags, and your pets will thrive on the optimal nutrition and great taste.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What are some of the non-invasive options to improve your skin regimen that doesn't require needles and surgery? What would you say? What's a good daily regimen?
A good daily regimen. So everybody really should be using sun protection. I know every dermatologist says it, but we know that ultraviolet is a carcinogen. We know that it upregulates enzymes that break down collagen. So if you're spending any money on laser or injections, but you're tanning, you're being counterproductive. So a really good sunscreen, sun protection, and there's many different types. And I always tell my patients that if you find it greasy or you just don't like the feel of it, that you're not going to wear it every day, tell me and we'll find something that you like, because I like the Elastin product, but there are many sunscreens that I hate wearing. So sunscreen, a retinol or a retinoid is great for most people, not everybody, but it's a really good powerhouse skincare ingredient. It has great evidence behind it. We know that it stimulates collagen and helps reduce skin cancers and wrinkles.
Is there a brand of that we could recommend, or?
Retinol, there's a lot of good options for retinol. U-Beauty has something called the resurfacing compound that I really like that has retinol in it. Elastin has a good retinol.
And then, of course, we're all finding out that skin cancer is quite rampant because of our laxity and using sunscreen. And that's a pretty dangerous thing, to get a spot that then turns into a skin cancer. You're an expert in that, too, I read. I didn't know you were a MOH, which you want to avoid at all costs.
Right. MOHS, it's a guy's name who invented this procedure where you take just a little bit of the skin cancer away, you look under the microscope, and then if you still see it there, you just take a little bit more.
I see. Oh, okay. I know, and I avoided it so far. So
yes.
I'm hoping I can avoid it forever. I was never a big sun seeker.
Yeah.
I didn't lie out in the sun too much, but we used to put, you know, lemon juice in our hair and baby oil all over our skin when we were kids.
Right.
But that has stopped,
yes,
of course.
And people who, you know, who are really, really careful with the sun are sometimes wondering, well, why did I get this? Why do I have sunspots? Why do I have a skin cancer? Unfortunately, it's sort of from cumulative sun exposure. So if you've had a lot of sun exposure in your younger years, it does catch up with you.
Yeah, so if you have young children, it's a good idea to make sure they have sunscreen on them, right? And also wearing the long sleeves while you're swimming. I wear those, you know, what are they called? Sun rash.
Rash guards.
Yeah, rash guards.
Wear a hat.
Of course. Yeah. Well, you always wear a hat.
Yeah.
But a helmet. So how do you approach treatment for skin cancers? I know when I noticed a tiny little spot on my nose, you sent me immediately to have it tested.
Right.
And then there's what is that ointment that you can put on?
Imiquimod.
Yes, Yes, you can hardly spell it or say it.
Yes.
I-M-I-Q-U-I-M-O-D. M-O-D.
And that is, we're using sort of off-label, but it's an immune stimulator to keep a skin cancer at bay.
Okay.
The most common are basal cell carcinoma and squamous cell carcinoma, which many people who are fair-skinned, who've had enough sun, will get. And those typically are not that dangerous, but they're frustrating because they're often on the face or the neck, and they have to be cut out. And so we do Mohs on those because Mohs allows us to take as little as possible and keep it very, very small. And then we have a very small defect to reconstruct. And so usually we can keep it sort of cosmetically elegant.
Oh, good.
There's a third type of skin cancer. The third most common type is melanoma, which is much more dangerous. And that is when, if you saw in your body a dark spot that was changing or growing, it can happen anywhere, even where the sun doesn't shine. And that can be much more lethal. We're finding a lot of those really early. We're taking them out surgically, and we're not, you know, and you don't have to do anything further, but they are the type of cancer that sometimes they go into your lymph nodes, sometimes they spread further than that, sometimes they need chemo, and sometimes they can be lethal.
So be very careful with any changes in your skin or any spots that appear that are...
Right.
Yes. What mistakes do you see people make when it comes to taking care of their skin?
Yeah, I think the biggest mistake that I see is people who go do procedures and are disappointed. And the reason that they're disappointed is because they are going to somebody who didn't evaluate them and didn't try to figure out what is the best thing for them. And they're doing something that's missing what their goal is. And I think that can happen with filler, and it can happen with radiofrequency microneedling, and it can happen with laser. And so even if somebody wants to do something locally, maybe they live in New Jersey and they want to go to a med spa in New Jersey, I'll still advise them, you know, go for this, not that, because I don't want them to make that mistake and be upset and have a complication and that sort of thing.
So when you get home after work and you have your nice dinner or you've gone out for dinner, what do you do before you go to bed? What would you advise anybody to do before they go to bed?
So you want to wash your face for sure.
Using what?
Using most, you know, even drugstore gentle cleansers are totally fine. There are some other cleansers that I really like. There's one from, again, You Beauty that is a what's called the conditioning wash, which is very moisturizing. I think I've given you one of those.
I love that.
Oh,
and by the way, I've just finished a tube that I use in the shower. I love it. I use it all over my body.
Yes,
and it suds up nicely.
Yes,
but it does leave your skin very moist.
Somehow it moisturizes instead of drying you out,
and it's clean too.
Right,
really clean. And I use like an oil, camellia oil, to clean my face at night.
That's great.
With a hot, wet rag.
Yeah,
you know,
that's called oil cleansing, which is helpful. Because your skin has, you know, your sebum on your face is oil-based. And so,
I would never go to bed with my makeup on.
Right.
Ever. I won't. I mean, even no matter how tired I am, my face gets washed and lubricated and serumed and
Perfect. Everything
before I go to bed.
So cleansing is very important.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you would use, most people can use a little bit of moisturizer. So you might use a hyaluronic acid serum, something to give your skin some moisture. And then most people could benefit from some sort of barrier, like something a little thicker that keeps the moisture in overnight. You have a lot of repair going on at night in your skin. And so keeping it hydrated is helpful for that.
And then when you wake up, you take your shower.
And then when you wake up, you wash your face again, you put on some moisturizer, you put on some sunscreen, and you're good.
Yeah. So taking care of yourself is not so hard. But it does take a bunch of care, and it does take some thought, and it also takes some good advice from a dermatologist. And I've put my trust in Dr. Belkin. I think that your explanations of all these things that we talked about today are so good. And thank you so much for joining me on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Dan Belkin. And you can follow Dan on Instagram at Dr. Dan Belkin, B-E-L-K-I-N, for his advice on the best skincare practices.
Martha Stewart here. As a devoted pet parent and culinary expert, I ensure my cats and dogs are fed the finest nutrition. My premium pet food features air-dried protein inclusion, whole fruits and vegetables, and never any fillers. Martha Stewart pet food formulas make it so easy to satisfy the dietary needs and taste preferences of your pets. Now all six delicious formulas are 50% off. And there's convenient home delivery on Chewy.com. No more lugging heavy bags, and your pets will thrive on the optimal nutrition and great taste.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.